Okay, it's time to start Tizen 3.0 development model. It will be presented by Anas. Please welcome Anas. Bye.
Okay, so let's start. Let me just go back one step. So topic for today's talk is development model for Tizen 3.0. We are talking here actually about platform development model and not about application development, which is done using the SDK and other tools available on Tizen.org right now. So as if you have attended the talk just before that in this room, you have seen a lot of the things going on in Tizen, how Tizen is built, the core framework and the platform, how is the platform is composed, and how basically things are building on top of the core, the frameworks building on top of the core, and the various domains available right now in Tizen. And the topic of this talk is also not about how the process of how you actually go and contribute to Tizen. This actually, and the governance of that, this actually will be discussed tomorrow, also in the same room at 9 o'clock. So if you want to actually know more about the roles and responsibilities and the workflow of submitting changes and contributions to Tizen, then please attend the talk at 9 a.m. In this room. So for many of you familiar with Tizen or that working on Tizen or trying to work on Tizen, the development model or how things actually work out and how things get developed, especially on the platform side, look exactly like a black box. Things happen somewhere, at least until now, and they are pushed, you know, every half a year or something like that to Tizen.org. There's a release. Everything is there. The source is there, following, you know, open source practices. And but you don't actually follow what's going on. You basically are watching from the side. You are behind the fence. You can't participate in the game. You are just watching what the player are doing, but you can't actually do anything. So what is happening right now, and as mentioned in the keynote this morning and as mentioned by Sunil earlier, is that we are doing things differently now, starting from with Tizen 3.0, and things will be basically switched over, I would say. Yeah. We will be moving from an in-out to out-in development. That means until now, code was released at milestones and move to Tizen.org as public releases, snapshots. Only Tizen release spins and development on top of releases was happening or is happening right now on Tizen.org, for example, IBI. Core and platform development was happening elsewhere. You have seen the results, but you didn't see the progress of that, or at least the must part of the progress and how things were happening. And there is no continuity and there is no transparency for an outsider or, you know, and a potential contributor to see what's going on. You just see results and you have to cope with them. You have to use them as is because it's a release. You can't just go and start changing a release because it's too late. So for a lot of people who actually want to work on Tizen platform, it's usually too late, yeah, because you get a release. You don't see what's going on. So basically what's happening starting from now is that the main area of development will be Tizen.org. So the focal point and the core of the development, the hub of development for Tizen will be on Tizen.org. Of course, this does not mean that everything will happen on Tizen.org. We will have a lot of areas where, for example, for productization and commercialization, for creating products, for, you know, adding proprietary modules, for doing your whatever you want to do, you can actually take whatever we have on Tizen.org and do it locally on behind, you know, on your local system, behind firewall, wherever, basically, yeah. And that's something that obviously will be happening. Although Tizen is an open platform, people will want to add their own stuff on top of it and sell it. And that's actually how people do products. So, as said before, Tizen is going to be the primary and development hub for Tizen. And for the Tizen platform primarily. Profiles, as said before, will manage their code either on Tizen.org or elsewhere, but in any case, code at any time will be released on Tizen.org when it's ready. The development might be a little bit different, the development model for the profiles. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the code base and the changes coming with 3.0. So basically, it's not just that we are moving from, to Tizen.org or like shifting the focus on Tizen.org. We are also trying to do things differently on the code. So basically, the code base, the platform code base, we want actually to maintain things as closer to upstream as possible. So we want to separate local changes from upstream changes. When I say upstream, I'm talking about open source projects used by Tizen. So starting from the most basic stuff like compilers, like, you know, glibc, like XML parsers, like network libraries, and so on. We want to maintain this as close to upstream as possible. This helps a lot with tracing back the origin. A lot of customers of Tizen wants to know that or need an assurance that the source being used is actually has not been changed or the origin of the code is can be trusted. So we need to separate between the changes needed for Tizen and the original code. So we need to maintain the code a little bit differently. This has been done in a different way until now, until Tizen 2.1. It was possible in one way or another to trace code back, but it was actually very difficult to do that, and it was not visible to developers and customers. Now we are trying to make it visible. Whenever you look at the code, you should be able to go and see that this change is Tizen specific or this change is coming from upstream. We want to be modern. We want to follow what's going in the developments and innovations happening in the open source community and in these open source projects. And we are talking about a lot of projects. We are talking about 300 or 400 packages or projects that you would need to build the most basic system, a base OS, to be able to boot to a UI. This includes things, as I said before, the compiler. It includes open source middleware. It includes display systems, window managers, toolkits, and so on. And most of these things are in open source, and Tizen actually relies on that. But that's the bulk of these components does not make Tizen. Tizen actually is more than that. Tizen has a lot of components which are developed specifically for Tizen and are originally coming from Tizen. So we want to make sure that we are following the upstream development. We are close. We are taking the bug fixes. We are taking the security fixes from upstream. And as probably most of you know, if you freeze on something and if a certain component becomes too old in your platform, it becomes a burden because you need to support it. You need, if there's a breakage, security or whatever, then you have to maintain it and backport stuff and so on. So it is backport fixes. And that's a huge problem if you are trying to maintain 300 or 400 upstream packages. So we want to be as close as possible to upstream. But that does not mean that we are going to be moving to the latest version whenever a new version is released. This will not be what we are doing on the platform development side. We want actually to do that based on requirements, based and try as much as possible to keep the APIs and the compatible and stable. So requirements would actually go and trump upstream development and innovation. This is very important. So if there is a component XYZ coming up with version 3.0 and or 4.0 or 5.0, that does not mean that Tizen has to move to this right away. This is of course a challenge because as explained before in the previous presentation, also in the keynote, we want actually to support a lot of profiles, a lot of devices, and different devices have different requirements, and device A might require a certain feature that is available only in a new version. So we need actually to do a lot of negotiations and plan ahead and try to keep things and in perspective and try to keep things aligned as much as possible. So the goal is here actually to reduce the duplication among projects and have one component run on different profiles. And this touches on things like multimedia, like connectivity, graphics and UI. So it is very important that we align and sync and try to use one component for all of the products and all of the profiles, instead of like forking and trying to use different versions, which actually makes the platform more complex to manage and use. So there are different solutions and ways to do that. We have seen, a couple of examples in the Tizen platform where that actually can be done. And this, for example, can be done based on different build options or having somebody who's actually more Tizen focused rather than a profile agnostic or an expert in a profile. So you don't want somebody who's focused on mobile to force whatever is going on a certain component. We need to work on that in a more open way across the profiles and across the platforms we support. So talking about profiles, it's very important also to understand how actually profiles are built. When I say profile, I'm talking about things like mobile, things like IBI, and the many other and potential profiles that Tizen might support, starting from printers, TV, PC, etc. So what I mean in terms of how the code and where the code comes from, the majority of the code for a certain profile would come actually from Tizen.org. In code management terminology, this would be coming from the Tizen branch. And we maintain the code in Git, and the Tizen branch, which actually would have or contain the latest development of a certain component. And if you want actually to start building something on Tizen, you will actually the first stop would be actually looking at Tizen.org and creating basically the or putting together the components to build a profile from Tizen.org. Of course, this will not give you a lot of functionality. It will be very basic, very generic build that you would be able to generate from Tizen.org, because it will be similar to anybody would actually be able to create the same thing. So we are actually introducing also something specific to profiles. So if a certain component applies only to a profile and needs to be managed by the profile, then we actually have a namespace for profiles. So if IBI, for example, has a certain component which is only applicable and usable for in cars, then you actually would want to have that under the profile namespace. Everything else will be under the platform. This will be common and shared among all profiles, but whatever is in profile IBI would be only used by IBI. I'm listing here an optional profile specific stabilization branch. This is something that depending on how you do releases and how you manage your code, you might actually want to have a stabilization branch, but this is just optional. It's not, you can do that inside, you know, your company if you are actually developing on top of Tizen, and it's not something that would be available on Tizen.org. It's just for profile development. So actually, in terms of how things would flow, this shows in the first box. I had this here. So here, basically, you would have the Tizen branch, as I said before, and here you will have the profile branch. The profile branch, which is optional. That's why it's dotted here. And you will have the profile tree. So here you have, for example, profile IVI or profile mobile. And in the build system, somehow you have to organize and get the code, push the code from Git, basically the projects that you actually need to build the profile and put them in the build system and build them somehow, basically combine all the sources coming from these Git trees and build them and create repositories and create images, as we call them in Tizen, and put them on the devices. So it's a combination of different namespaces that allows you to create and produce a profile-specific image. Okay, so that's basically about the platform development model and how we want to do things. It will be, on Tizen.org. 100% basically of the upstream packages will be maintained there. All the Tizen specific middleware frameworks, as mentioned in the previous talk, will also be maintained there. And you can actually just, it's already actually there. Yeah, we are still working on things. We are still working on, you know, how, you know, giving developers the permissions and how we want to do the permissions in terms of who can contribute what, etc. Please attend the talk tomorrow about how this will be done, about the roles and responsibilities at 9 a.m. I expect this actually to be fully functional and public in the next few weeks. The code is already there. If you have a Tizen.org account, I would guess you can actually see the project. Everything is available under platform. I will show the structure in the next slide or next few slides. So I want now to move to the next topic, which is actually the content of what's going on Tizen.org, which is the Tizen 3.0. So for 2.1 and previous releases, this has been released already. The code will still be there, available in the Git trees. The code will be available also in the same Git trees in the branches. So basically, the previous code will still be available. For Tizen 3.0, we are trying to do things differently. As I said before, the trying to separate local changes from upstream changes. So that's how you will see the Git trees are a little bit different. Now, when we did the 3.0, we tried to create a new baseline. It was a little bit difficult, in Tizen 2.1 right now, there's a lot of legacy that we want basically to remove at some point. There's a lot of things that we don't want to carry on in 3.0. So it was very important for us to go and create a new baseline that is fresh, that is complies with our requirements for 3.0. And it's actually a logical evolution from previous Tizen release. We are not creating a new Tizen here. It is actually the same Tizen, the same requirements, the same architecture as presented by Sunil and Alvin. It's just the source and how it is managed and how it's developed is done a little bit differently. So what we actually tried to do here is to be able to support multiple profiles. We wanted to make it configurable from the beginning. The one thing that was mentioned in the previous talk as well is IBI is going to use Wayland. We need somehow to make sure that Wayland coexists with X, the X Windows system that we have right now that is used by mobile. We need to make sure that we minimize the amount of duplication. So actually, we want to use the same components for both profiles, but for IBI, probably build for Wayland, and for mobile, build with the traditional X Windows system. So a lot of thought has been put on how to make things are configurable. We updated the toolchain as well. We are having some discussion right now within Tizen on how we want to move to a modern compiler, you know, to support new instruction sets, to support new optimizations, and so on. So this is we jumped ahead and tried to actually provide something new. We also introduced, by the way, this is not mentioned here, we are introducing a new architecture, which is very important for us, at least at Intel, which is 64-bit. Yeah. So right now we are building Tizen 3.0 for 32-bit, for 64-bit, and ARM, of course. And probably at some point, ARM will be building for 64-bit as well, because this is actually what's happening right now in the ARM world. So we also reworked the project structure, so tried to follow the architecture that was presented in the previous talk with the core ABI, with core and frameworks. And we tried to be forward-looking and not just hang to what we had before. So there is a lot of development and things happening in the Linux world right now. And we want, because Tizen probably will be released next year, yeah? So Tizen 3.0. So we wanted actually to see what's happening right now on the next few months or this year and try to jump on this development and try to follow what's happening in the open source world, at least. And the most important thing, we want to have our changes, the local changes, be upstreamable. So it's very important that whenever somebody contributes something, that these changes are actually can go upstream. We don't want to maintain local changes forever. So it's very important, and that's something that we will be enforcing, that any change that goes in has to be upstreamable. So as I said before, 3.0 versus 2.1, it's a modern toolchain, refreshed and up-to-date base OS. It will be actually systemd only. We will be cleaning up a lot of the legacy we have right now. I mean, Tizen 2.1 is systemd based already, but I mean, we still have a dual or a hybrid system. We have added Wayland. We will have a lot of things on the packaging side, so we will have strict packaging guidelines. Currently, I mean, as opposed to 2.1, we are trying to automate. Whenever somebody builds something on 3.0, they will be getting a lot of hints about things that they can improve in their packaging. And the most important thing, changes will undergo more review and scrutiny on Tizen.org, because everybody is looking, everybody is watching. It's not closed anymore. I mean, any change you make can be visible by the whole Tizen community. So you will get a lot of probably criticism or even praise, depending on your change, on Tizen.org, as opposed to somewhere developing somewhere else. So as I said before, 3.0 is about scalability. Yeah? There are many profiles, many devices, many configurations, many architectures. So we need to make this happen, and this needs to work. I mean, there are a lot of possible configurations here and a lot of possible ways you can build Tizen to make it work on a certain device using a certain architecture. So it's very important that we address that from the beginning and that we are not focused on one single profile or architecture. So it's very important that when we start with 3.0, which is now, basically, we have this in mind from the beginning, so we can actually support all the profiles that we have right now and all profiles that might join Tizen and be used for with Tizen. So I just talked earlier about the project structure. This is just, I don't know if you can see that, but this actually follows the architecture that was presented earlier. So you have the framework, native, web, you have core, which is ABI, multimedia, connectivity, and so on. And the and you have, what is it, upstream. This is like external, most of the upstream packages. And this is actually a huge lot, and it makes most of Tizen if you want, yeah. But usually it does not give you any functionality as required by the profiles. Then you have the apps here, depending on the implementation, if it's a core or native or a web application, and other supporting tools and SDK and so on. And here, as you can see, you will have the profile structure with, for example, for mobile and IBI and hopefully other profiles as well. So this structure will be available on Tizen.org and can be used for platform development. This is just the explanation for the structure. So the, you know, platform, application, that's exactly what I have shown before. So with that, if you have any questions, please go ahead. Thank you very much.
You were talking about when you were talking about multiple profiles, you seem to imply a build time configuration. Has runtime configuration been considered? Like, let's say you could have a PC profile and a mobile profile on the same device.
Okay. PC profile and mobile profile on the same device.
Yeah,
I'm not sure exactly.
I'm sure you have seen those devices that you can supposedly attach to a keyboard.
Can I have one of these devices? Then I can answer the question. Yeah. No, it's. I mean, when especially with Tizen and this industry, you want basically to optimize for a device. Yeah. So when you are building mobile applications, you are optimizing for a mobile platform, mobile display, mobile, you know, accessories. And a PC is completely the contrary to that. So it would be very difficult. I mean, I remember when I started working on Tizen, we actually had the mobile interface running on a netbook. You know, because we didn't have devices, so actually we would run the mobile UI on a netbook, you know, just, you know, to get it running. But that's, of course, can't be used. It's just for development. So it is possible, of course, to go and you know, like the IBI, I know the IBI guys, like, test on generic hardware, because that's actually generic hardware is what's going to be used at some point in the car. I mean, it doesn't, if you are testing a certain feature, you don't need the actual device. You can test on different hardware. But having a hybrid or like a mix of profiles on devices, I'm not sure this is actually something that you can do in a like on a product fashion, at least at this point.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know if you can answer this. I'm just kind of curious as a developer in terms of roadmap and also, in other words, beyond 3.0, when it's guesstimated when the new release is going to be in terms of roadmap. But actually, I think maybe my more fundamental question is that, as we've seen with some other operating systems that we develop for, they come up with a new release and it breaks the app that we've developed. And I'm just wondering how that may be the same or different in this OS.
Okay, so the one thing probably I should have mentioned is that all of the platform development and whatever comes below the framework or the core APIs and the core domains, as we call them, are actually have to follow and provide a compatible API and not break the APIs, the public APIs, which are the web APIs and the native APIs. So whatever development we are doing on the platform has actually to conform and make sure that the public APIs are not breaking. So whatever device, whatever application that you have used on Tizen 2.0 does not actually break if you have changed a certain platform component or a low-level middleware. So it's very important. I mean, this is actually what's going to be the way we are going to control what goes into the platform. And as I said before, we are not going just to upgrade or, you know, move on to set like the most exotic versions out there for the sake of the versions. The APIs win, always win, yeah? And if you break the API, whether it's the greatest or the latest or the shiniest version, this will not be accepted into Tizen.
Are you going to pick it up the changes from multiple profiles, especially on the platform layer and core layer? And who's going to be the approver later?
Okay, so our goal, as I said before, is actually to unify and use as much as possible the same components for all profiles. I am sure, and we have seen that in the past, there will be a lot of conflicts. And this type of conflicts, if they are justified, because it's easier to go and hard code something for profile XYZ and say, okay, I mean, it works for me, and somebody else from another profile wants to have a conflicting feature, and then things will start to go out of sync. For that, actually, we have, when it comes to a conflict like this, we have an architecture forum. So all of these things will actually be discussed, hopefully there, raised, hopefully from the bottom up. How is that going to work and the organization of that, this is still under discussion. But we want to have, as I said also on my talk, we want to have less profile-focused people manage such critical components and be really Tizen-focused. So you don't want to have bias towards a certain profile and break everybody else. It needs to be managed on top of the profile. So it will be managed on the Tizen level rather than on mobile or IVI level. So this is obviously, I think that the amount or the number of these components that would actually cause conflict would be actually minimal, and I hope it will be minimal, and I think we can resolve that. Especially now that we are working fully on the open and people are seeing what's going on. Yeah, a certain solution might actually come from outside and not from inside Tizen, which would actually really be good. Okay, any more questions? Okay, thank you.